Recent store closures at Eastland Mall are leading to speculation about its future. Can an old-school regional mall like Eastland survive? The answer is no, it can't, and that's straight from the mall's owner, CBL & Associates Properties. But they say a new version of Eastland could rise in its place. GLT's Ryan Denham has more about the future of Eastland Mall.
The wafting smell of a Cinnabon. The madness of Black Friday shopping. Getting dropped off by your parents so you can meet your friends at the arcade. For many of us, malls aren't just a collection of stores, they're a collection of memories. So it makes it so hard when our local mall is struggling. It hits harder than when a Circuit City goes under. Bloomington's Eastland Mall is struggling, no doubt. Macy's closed earlier this year, and JCPenney is next, October 1st. MC Sports is gone, and so is the Gap. Vacancies abound, and the food court is down to three eateries. Ron Porth has owned the Mole Hole at Eastland Mall for 21 years. He likes the mall, especially the foot traffic around the holidays, but says it's been nothing but bad news recently.
You know, the consensus has been that Eastland's a goner in a lot of people's minds in Bloomington, and I've told them that they have too big of an investment made to let it, you know, that it's not going to die, but it can limp for a while till they get things straightened out again.
Mall owners CBL & Associates say that a turning point is finally here. A major redevelopment is planned at Eastland in the next few years, with big changes coming. CBL's spokeswoman says they can't release specifics yet until leases are finalized, but Stacy Keating says we can look at CBL's other markets for an idea of what could happen here.
We own a property, Cool Springs Galleria, just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, in Franklin, and we purchased the Sears building there in 2013. And we redeveloped that into an H&M, an American Girl, an Ulta Beauty. We also extended out into the former Sears parking lot and added a restaurant and entertainment district that included a Connor's Steak and Seafood, a Kona Grill, and a King's Bowling and Entertainment. And if you're not familiar with them, they're a bar, restaurant that also has a few bowling lanes, games, karaoke, and live music. It's a really cool operation that I believe started in Boston. You know, one of the bigger redevelopments that we've done in the last couple of years.
CBL has redeveloped 28 of its properties since 2013, spending on average $9.6 million on each location. While it works to redevelop some of its malls, CBL is also selling its weaker performing properties, 20 transactions totaling nearly $800 million. Eastland Mall, which opened in 1967, is staying put. But CBL's Keating says regional malls like Eastland are being converted into what CBL calls suburban town centers.
I think most people define a regional mall as an enclosed shopping center that is primarily retail focused. And that's what our properties were built to be. But for us, it's really redefining what that mall looks like. It's adding components of open air and mixed use. So it's not just a retail focus anymore. It's focused on entertainment and dining and, you know, health and lifestyle options, like I mentioned in some of those earlier examples. So it's really taking what people assume to be a mall, which is strictly retail, and redefining that into a mixed-use indoor-outdoor area where people in the communities where we're located want to gather.
Ron Porth from the Mole Hole totally agrees. He wants to see Eastland become warmer, more inviting. He says add a Starbucks where people can hang out for hours at a time or host community events on the property.
I would like to see an entertainment. They said Northwoods took the Macy's and turned it into kind of a family entertainment area, a bowling alley, and, you know, something that the theater. And I'd like to see a couple good restaurants. I think, you know, the mall would get good traffic and positive energy from a couple of good restaurants that people could sit down and eat in and enjoy themselves.
It's difficult for the public not to give up on a mall when they drive by and see Macy's closed and JCPenney's going out of business signs. The Sears, by the way, is staying put for now. And while the malls are dying storyline, maybe playing out in reality in other communities, Keating says that's not happening in Bloomington.
That is definitely a theme that we see in media coverage, that headlines tend to point to malls are dying, it's a retail apocalypse, and I think, you know, Credit Suisse released a report that 20 to 25 malls will close in the next 5 years or something like that, and that's just not at all based in reality. like I said earlier, our malls are evolving. They're changing into suburban town centers. When malls were first built, they had 4 to 5 fashion anchor stores, and now our properties have 1 to 3 fashion anchor stores, and the rest of that space is being redeveloped into retail, entertainment, restaurant, and other uses that really changes the entire dynamic of the property.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Today we're looking at the future of Eastland Mall in the wake of recent closures there. A major redevelopment is planned, triggered by the closure of Macy's and this fall's upcoming closure of JCPenney. ISU marketing professor Gary Hunter teaches retailing and consumer behavior. He's also a former retail manager himself who used to work at Radio Shack. Hunter says regional malls like Eastland face many pressures, e-commerce and closing anchors to name a few. But he says it's not time to bring out the bulldozers.
I guess I tend to agree with the owners. I don't think the mall is dying. I mean, but it is changing, definitely. If you look in at Bloomington, okay, what other choices do we have, really, in terms of shopping? I mean, I don't think shopping is really going anywhere. We could talk about whether online is just going to completely destroy physical shopping, because if that were to happen, yeah, the mall would die. But do we really think that online is going to completely destroy physical shopping? Or shopping at physical stores? I guess it depends somewhat on who you ask, but right now it's like 8% of sales are online. And of course, that's going to vary by category. But so 92 out of 100 sales are still in a physical store. So at least at this point, physical shopping isn't dying. So the mall isn't going to die.
Ron Porth from the Mole Hole says retail is suffering, and they've been floating on negative energy for too long.
The malls have all gotten kind of cookie cutter, you know, and people are bored. People are bored a lot more easier today than they were 20 years ago. The online is such a competitive element that we have to deal with.
While online sales are still relatively small compared with brick and mortar, they're growing much faster. Online sales jumped 15% in the first quarter of 2017 versus a year ago. That's compared with 5% for physical stores.
So from that growth, I mean, retailers know that e-commerce is going to take a bigger share. The question is, how big a share? When will it end? What's the ultimate balance between e-commerce and physical stores?
2 months ago in Las Vegas, CBL updated its investors on its financial performance. In its myths versus reality presentation, CBL tried to undercut the notion that store closing and bankruptcies are always a bad thing. Department store rationalization is healthy, they said, and bankruptcies make way for improvement. Here's CBL spokeswoman Stacy Keating.
Bankruptcies really do make the way for, other local or regional entrepreneurs to grow their business. If you look back at our top 20 retailer list in 1993, the year we went public, only 2 to 3 of those retailers still exist today. So there's been this chaos and turnover in retail as long as retail has been a business. And so when some retailers close up shop, that is just a natural evolution of the industry, and it makes way for other uses to come up and expand their presence.
CBL says its space is in high demand from regional chains like Dunham's Sports and restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory. Gary Hunter from ISU's College of Business says some department stores, like the ones that are now closing, used to have restaurants inside of them. Think of the old Marshall Fields in downtown Chicago. That was all about bringing people in.
The mall could think of itself and as being a big department store in a way, and bringing in more places that provide experiences like that to people, or that they could bring in super centers for that matter, because people are going to buy groceries. A super center being like a Walmart that has a grocery as well as a general merchandise, and people are going to come because they have to buy their groceries on a regular basis, and then hopefully attract them to the other stores too.
That's Gary Hunter from ISU's College of Business. Before that was Stacy Keating from mall owner CBL and Mole Hole owner Ron Porth. I'm Ryan Denham.
JCPenney is the next store to close at Eastland Mall. A company spokesman says that's scheduled for October 1st.